Hopkins County commissioners may be a little closer to receiving federal disaster funds after a Tuesday meeting with a representative of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. We get the latest on potential disaster funds from County Judge Robert Newsom.
And actually, we've got two different plans we're working on right now. One is from the state of Texas, and it's for $350,000 total for the county. And so we've applied for that, and actually that money, if we get it, and it looks promising that we'll at least get this one, if that we get that, we may have money here in September. Now we have someone we're actually paying, a grant writer, to help us get this thing through quickly. And this is one with the, I believe the Department of Agriculture is handling this. We're gonna be working with them. And we actually could see money in Hopkins County in September, if that's the case, which would give us time to get some real work done on the roads, get this money immediately back on the roads of Hopkins County.
Now, the money you mentioned, that amount, that would be split four ways.
Right, four precincts, and we'd do it evenly because yeah. Everybody has needs. And then the second one is the FEMA that you mentioned there. And we had our first meeting last Monday with them, and there's basically, from what I understand, there'll be three different times that we see them. So the first one is just the kickoff meeting. They were really nice. They said we need this much information. We've already given them a lot of the information. Beth Weisenbaker is kind of leading the court in doing the application, because it applies to roads, culverts, bridges that have been damaged, any buildings that have been damaged in the county, not the city. The city is actually doing it, but they're doing it separately than we are. Mm-hmm. That money will not be here anytime soon, because again, it's a long process working with the feds. But again, we're doing our very best to get some relief for our taxpayers, because we simply don't have it in the general budget to pull this off.
Obviously, this time of year is kind of your maximum road building and that sort of thing.
Yes.
It looks like the timetable's kind of weird, that it's gonna shift maybe to winter, which is not always great. And I guess there's a limited amount of time to get these funds expended.
So. Right, it's difficult, because of course we had the spring, and especially the month of May, where we had enormous amounts of rain. The base was full of water, and then just that water, our roads just went to pieces. The county residents can tell you, they just really, really got bad. And we're doing our best to repair them as much as we can now. And we can actually do some repairs, taking lots of pictures and authenticating the work that we've done. But a lot of the money with FEMA probably wouldn't even get here until almost into the winter. And then the requirements, according to what we heard the other day, is that we have to use the money in the next 6 months. Road building time really isn't until generally the at least spring and summer.
Yeah.
And so they would require us to use a lot of the money that we get, if we get the money. And again, this is an if. There's a lot of people applying for these particular grants. If we get the money, it may be springtime before we even see it, and then we have to quickly use that money, maybe almost before summer.
KSST News.